and welcome to the Entirely Other Nate podcast. Code, nerd culture, and humor from Greg Noss. Available online at EOD.com.
Four letter president. As the Bush administration lurches towards its place on the ash heap of history, it's time to start experimenting with candidates for the single idea that will represent the entire eight-year ordeal in the public's mind. Out of all the thousands of days, and hundreds of thousands of decisions, and millions of mistakes, one single reference point will rise above all the others to become shorthand for George W. Bush's tenure in the Oval Office. No, it's not really fair, and yes, it will inevitably omit a vast majority of the disasters that this administration produced, like some big disaster-producing machine. But everybody who has held office receives it as judgment. For instance, the presidents during my lifetime. Johnson. Vietnam Nixon. Watergate Ford. Chevy Chase Carter. Inept Reagan. Cold War Bush. Left bracket and slash a right bracket Clinton. Blowjob. Oh sure, these labels are all overly simplistic. That's why they work. The above ignores Johnson's civil rights efforts, and Nixon's détente with China, and if history were kinder it might call Carter overmatched, instead of inept. Reagan gets Cold War, instead of deficits, or amiable simpleton, because he's been far bested the last two by the position's current occupant. George H.W. Bush doesn't get a word because I'm not really convinced that he ever actually had an administration. Do you remember anything from that time? Sure, the Gulf War, but that didn't actually amount to much. Oh, and read my lips. But having lips associated with a president is reserved for Clinton. And so we arrived at today and discover a problem. The George W. Bush administration is so misguided, so befuddled, so awful that there's simply too much to choose from. The slow motion car accident that has accompanied the opening of the 21st century doesn't lend itself to quick or easy summary. There are literally dozens of accidents, screw-ups and outright disasters, both intentional and not, that define the scope and breadth of the administration's accomplishments. How can anybody easily pick from a list that includes Iraq inclusive of sub-disasters, WMDs, the quagmire, Abu Ghraib, Walter Reed, Katrina inclusive of sub-disaster cronyism, 9/11 inclusive of sub-disasters, domestic spying, death of Habeas Corpus, Guantanamo Bay, Tora Bora, corruption inclusive of sub-disasters, Abramoff, Libby Fago, DeLay Cunningham, Ney, Foley Gannon, the economy inclusive of sub-disasters, deficits, subprime mortgage crisis, the dollar, recession left bracket pending right bracket, various intentional policies inclusive of sub-disasters, Kyoto, ABM treaty, energy meetings, global warming, tax cuts, the politicization of everything inclusive of sub-disasters, Justice Department, Valerie Plame, various EPA, slash NIH, slash etc. Reports, executive privilege, signing statements, Terry Schiavo, freedom fries, the abandonment of science inclusive of sub-disasters, stem cells, faith-based funding, general clownishness inclusive of sub-disasters, malapropisms, the pretzel, facial shotgunning, and many, many more. Clearly, there's no easy way to pick which single disaster will epitomize the Bush administration. There are simply too many candidates. Therefore, the only reasonable thing to do is to turn the equation around. Instead of picking a single event to define the Bush administration should be used to define the events and all similar events generally. Instead of any one idea becoming shorthand for Bush, the word Bush becomes shorthand for all that he has accomplished, a synonym for an epic, all-encompassing, near-mythical series of screw-up, mistakes and incompetencies. It can also be used as an expletive.
The text of this story is available at EOD.com. The music provided by Silence is Sexy, under a Creative Commons license. Thank you for listening.